The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Carrie Magazine, Yes Weekly, Main and Broad Magazine, and as time allows, either Charlotte or Wilmington Magazine. First up, from Carrie Magazine, Serafina Ristorante by Emily Euland. April McCall describes Serafina Ristorante, the new eatery on Salem Street in downtown Apex, as upscale, casual Italian. But there is nothing casual about the restaurant's approach to crafting a top-notch dining experience. Our goal is to bring anybody and everybody in to enjoy the experience of sitting down with each other and eating. We want it to be more about the connection that people are making when they're eating with us, April says. Together with her husband, April owns Tramonto Food Group, which includes Carrie's Chef's Palette, McGregor Draft House, and their newest venture, Serafina, open since the end of July. I think it has everything you want to have in a restaurant. It's got beautiful decor, it's got really warm service staff, and my fantastic kitchen staff, says executive chef Matt Greiner. One thing that we feel so lucky to have found in all of our staff is that they care. Everyone in the building, as soon as they walk through the door, all attention is on the detail of the food and everything going out to the guest. Same thing with service. Everything is focused on our guests. Matt is the mastermind behind Serafina's curated menu, based in the cuisine of northern and central regions of Italy. My inspiration is really just thinking about the Italian mindset, how they treat food and apply that to local North Carolina ingredients. We keep it really simple and showcase the great produce that we can get in our local area, but doing it in the mindset of how they would do it in Italy. Just simple, delicious, and truthful, he says. We wanted to be able to bring dishes that are traditional in nature that you find in Italy, but maybe wouldn't be able to be accessed in this area, adds April. The bright and fresh goat cheese gnocchi really illustrates the chef's vision, starting with grilled peaches and asparagus, hello NC Produce, paired with handmade gnocchi and Italian prosciutto, atop a creamy goat cheese sauce. Not every gnocchi is perfectly uniform because it's all made by hand, says Matt. The ridges help soak up the sauce, which absorbs all that flavor. Same thing with that little dimple, the iconic gnocchi shape, that soaks up the sauce and you get a nice, beautiful bite. We are trying to fabricate everything here in-house, Matt continues, including handmade burrata, fresh focaccia, and of course, the pastas. I think that's really important and transpires into the flavor, into the guest experience when they know that. Beloved Italian classic rigatoni bolognese has surfaced as an early customer favorite. Matt's version is inspired by his own grandmother's Sunday supper. We have people come back over and over for the rigatoni bolognese, says April. The hearty pork and beef ragu with pecorino cheese served atop al dente rigatoni is comforting and crave-worthy. More adventurous selections include roasted branzino served with brown butter piccata sauce and the short rib agrodolce. In Italian, agrodolce means sweet and sour, so you have this combination of these sweet and sour flavors that bring balance. The jus from the braising liquid gets reduced down and concentrated into a glaze on the short rib. Then you get the nuttiness of the Parmesan cheese. You get all these combinations of sweet and sour. I love our filet mignon, continues Matt. It's easy to see why, with a base of crispy smashed potatoes and balsamic onions tied together with a knockout red wine reduction. I ordered this one, and yes, it is as phenomenal as it sounds. Serafina is also open for lunch as well as Sunday brunch. For lunch, it's a little lighter fare. We recognize people want to be able to get in, grab a bite, and go. It's more sandwiches, side salads, or smaller portions of pasta, says General Manager Dillian Williams. With a restaurant and hospitality resume that includes stints in Seattle, Chicago, and South Florida, Dillian brings metropolitan flair and a sharp eye for detail to Serafina. I felt what was missing in the local dining scene was that elevation without pretentiousness, he says, where you're able to get a great meal, you're going to get great service, but you never feel as if you're being judged. We really want to ensure that people can come in blue jeans and a baseball hat and grab a quick bite to eat before soccer practice, or they can come in a Tom Ford suit, get a $500 bottle of champagne, and celebrate selling a business. It's a down-home feel with elevated service and food standards. Everything from the temperature of the glassware and the shape of the steak knives to the tableside presentation of the plates has been implemented with intention. It's all those things you don't really notice, but they add up in the background, Dillian says. So when you leave, you don't know why you had such a great experience. You just know that you did. Dillian also directs the beverage program, where Italian wines and liqueurs take center stage. We tried to lean super heavily into the classic cocktails with an Italian riff. We've got all of those small-batched niche liqueurs and Italian aperitifs, he says. Our by-the-bottle wine list is super eclectic. I have some really cool funky bottles on there, as well as some of your typical California cabs and your old world burgundies. What's really awesome is it's ever rotating. Downtown Apex's historic charm and bustling foot traffic created the perfect setting for Serafina's comfortable, chic atmosphere. We tried to make the space our own while keeping a great respect for the charm and the history here, says April, referencing the exposed brick walls, refinished wood floors, and moody interior that feels luxe and welcoming. I want people to be able to come in here that are celebrating something great, but also coming in off the street and saying, I just want a good sandwich. Serafina is located at 126 North Salem Street in Apex. Their phone number is 919-267-4785, and their website, serafina-ristorante.com. Next up from Yes Weekly, Chow Down with John Batchelor at Golden Walk by John Batchelor. The first thing I noticed when I entered Golden Walk was lots of framed certificates from Yes Triad's Best Awards. This restaurant won second place in Best Chinese Restaurant Takeout in Guilford County in 2024 and first place this year, in addition to high-level honors in several previous years. The next thing was a long line of cooks working the open kitchen. Watching a line like this is interesting, and the aromas that emerge give a hint about how the food is going to taste. This is primarily a takeout operation, at least for dinner. Seating on evening visits seemed to be occupied mainly by people waiting to pick up orders, although lunch seating was heavily occupied. Big bags, multiple orders, and numerous patrons characterized every visit. My wife and I started our first visit with steamed dumplings. These are also available fried. We enjoyed the tender texture of the dumplings themselves, which give way to a filling of ground pork. To get the full impact, a soy-based dipping sauce with ginger and garlic is provided. It's delicious. In order to make my visits efficient and productive, I ordered a poo-poo platter the next time I went. This includes just about all the other appetizers available here. Egg rolls come with several entrees as combinations. They are noteworthy for thickness, just bigger than any others I have seen, and fresh cabbage flavor, as well as a pleasantly crisp exterior. Boneless ribs are strips of roast pork, firm and lean, smoked in-house, lightly fried at the time of order, coated with a homemade Chinese-style barbecue sauce. Fried wontons are crisp and firm, filled with ground pork, seasoned a little differently than the dumplings. Several chicken wings flank the presentation. They are tender and moist, yielding solid fowl flavor. Teriyaki chicken on a stick is novel. Strips of fresh-tasting tender chicken dipped in teriyaki sauce and grilled. The crisp exterior of crab rangoons gives way to a light filling of cream cheese and imitation crab meat. Chop suey is a Chinese-American entree composed of stir-fried bok choy, carrots, onions, mushrooms, and celery, plus a protein of choice. We ordered beef. The moderately firm strips produced a good depth of flavor, extended in a rich soy-based brown sauce. Crisp fried noodles are served in a little envelope on the side for takeout, a smart detail so they don't get soggy during travel. Chow mein is, of course, another classic, essential for any Chinese restaurant in the U.S., certainly in the Triad. I ordered mine with shrimp, and I was pleasantly surprised on two levels. The shrimp themselves, medium-small, are present in abundance, and they are cooked just right, tender, quite an accomplishment in a dish delivered this hot. Temperature, not intensity. Crisp fried noodles are provided on the side in a cellophane bag. Bok choy and onions are the primary vegetables, plus fried rice on the side. That rice is especially tasty, studded with onions, green peas, and corn. Many people get chow mein and lo mein mixed up. Chow mein is a vegetable dish cooked in sauce. Lo mein is basically like spaghetti, where soft noodles are cooked with vegetables. One of my favorite Chinese dishes is General Tso's chicken. Pieces of deboned chicken are deep fried and coated with a hot, spicy, and sweet sauce. I like hot food, and I would consider the standard level here moderate. It's probably just right for most people, but if you like it hot, don't be afraid to have the kitchen kick it up. Fried rice and al dente broccoli accompany the chicken. A chef's special, Tai Chin chicken, takes this concept to a higher level. Deep-fried, crispy chicken is combined with mixed vegetables in General Tso's sauce. Both of these dishes are the same as sesame chicken, another entree, but spicy, without sesame seeds. This turned out to be my favorite dish here. Seafood Delight, also from the specials section of the menu, provides large shrimp, scallops, and imitation crab meat sautéed with snow peas, bamboo shoots, broccoli, bok choy, mushrooms, baby corn, and carrots, all stir-fried. I could do without the imitation crab meat, and there is a lot of it. But the shrimp and scallops really won me over, and there is enough of them to satisfy me. Again, it is really unusual to get either shrimp or scallops cooked to just the right temperature, even for a sit-down. But in takeout, it's just this side of phenomenal. Fortune cookies predicted a successful future. Brothers Eddie and John Shi are the owner's managers. Their parents started the business in 1998. Longevity like that is rare in the restaurant world. It testifies to lots of satisfied customers over a long period of time. Count me among them. And I would add that Charles Womack, publisher of Yes Weekly, has identified Golden Wok as his personal favorite. G. Yes, readers, publisher, and restaurant columnist all agree Golden Wok is a winner. Their hours are 10:30 a.m. to 9:45 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 9:45 p.m. on Sunday. Their appetizers range in price from $3.45 to $14.95, soups from $6.20 to $14, and entrees from $10 to $24.40, and desserts $2.45. Golden Wok is located at 1216 Bridford Parkway, Unit N, in Greensboro. Their phone number is 336-855-7000. 6161. Next, from Maine and Broad magazine, Restaurant Spotlight, Lucci Blues, by David McCreary. It's a Wednesday evening in the Verena Business District, and a warm, inviting new cafe is filled with guests sipping wine, munching on charcuterie, and conversing with one another in what has quickly become one of the town's most vibrant communal hubs. Lucci Blues Social Cafe and Deli represents the fulfillment of a vision by proprietor Kim Blue, who in 2019 traveled to Italy with her husband, Lyle Blue. Kim was inspired by an extended time spent relishing the country's stunning natural beauty, beloved cuisine, and relaxed culture. Raleigh-based IS Design helped transform the former Blanchard Plumbing space into a classic European-style hangout with old-world flair. We have lived here in Fuquay for 25 years, and I felt like this space provided a great opportunity for us to provide something different for people to enjoy, the soft-spoken Kim says with a smile. I am an artist, and I saw a clean slate that was something I could work with. Exposed brick walls and wooden ceiling beams provide character, while the cement floor and a cozy open kitchen add practical functionality. Tables were sourced from nearby Rescued Wood Rehab. Framed photographs on a primary wall feature Venice, plus regions like Cinque Terre and Tuscany, all areas Kim visited during her travels to Italy. We want people to feel a true sense of community and welcomeness when they come in, Kim says, adding that Lucci Blues serves as an ideal place to relax, unwind, and experience intimate conversations with others. No matter what time of day you visit, the eatery offers plenty of enticing options to consider. Start your day with a cup of robust espresso or a lavender honey latte paired with premium avocado toast. Creamy avocado topped with a savory mix of feta, ricotta, bruschetta, and prosciutto. Sweeter options include muffins, scones, and croissants. Gourmet sandwiches in unique combinations satisfy at lunch or dinner time. Tempting options include turkey with pesto, bacon, and roasted pepper aioli. The big cheese with Gruyere, cheddar, Munster, and caramelized onions. And muffaletta, which involves layers of cured Italian meats with smoked Gouda. We also highly recommend the Figgy Piggy, featuring brie, pears, figs, and bacon. Prefer lighter fare? Order the panzanella, Italian bread salad, with heirloom tomatoes, chickpeas, and red onions, topped with fresh basil. Salads are conveniently offered in two sizes. One thing that quickly becomes apparent at Lucci Blues is the communal aspect to dining. A lot of our food items like bruschetta, flatbreads, and charcuterie are designed to be shareable and enjoyed family style, Kim explains. The showstopper hot honey and crispy prosciutto flatbread stands apart as this foodie's favorite item on the menu. Don't even get me started on the delectable caramelized onions, chunks of fresh garlic, or the drizzle of house-made hot honey. When it comes to charcuterie, you can select from a variety of quality meats like chorizo, salami, soppressata, and capicola, cheeses such as Havarti, Manchego, and Brie, and condiments ranging from olives and pepidou peppers to cornichons, small pickles, and protein-rich lupini beans. Prefer your charcuterie to go? The restaurant offers regular and deluxe boxes for carryout. Our food is made to order, so guests should be advised that it's going to take a while to come through our small kitchen, but everything is made with love, Kim says. We encourage people to be patient and have some wine while they wait. Speaking of libations, Lucci Blues offers an impressive assortment of red and white wine by the glass or the bottle. Wine Wednesday occurs each week from 6 to 8 p.m. with in-house sommeliers Kelly Rios and Clay Batten guiding guests through a curated selection of wines, book directly online from the events section of the restaurant's website. Food pairing encompasses small bites prepared by Chef Josh Trejo. We currently have about 110 bottles of wine, about 60 of which are from Italy and are supplied by Etruscan Imports in Greensboro, says Lyle, who helps manage the cafe. Lucci Blues also serves beer, bourbon, and craft cocktails. Plus, you can receive a free limoncello shot on your birthday. Indulge your sweet tooth with dessert offerings like the distinctive pistachio cheesecake and the refreshingly tart mini lemon bites. An upstairs gathering space accommodates up to 40 people and is available for private occasions like dinner parties, bridal and baby showers, book clubs, and corporate meetings. The upper level area also serves as a regular spot for Saturday morning yoga classes, paint and sip events, and dance instruction. Lucci Blues is open Tuesday through Saturday. Reservations are not accepted, so consider calling ahead if you plan to bring a group. An outdoor patio features a nifty wine window as well as hanging lights and plenty of seating. Lucci Blues Social Cafe is at 209 Fayetteville Street in Fuquay Varina. Their number, 919-960-7111, and their website, LUCCI@LUCCIBLUES.com. And finally, from Carrie Magazine, Small Business Spotlight, The Cupcake Fairy by Erin McKnight. For one small business in the food and beverage industry, the pandemic provided a sprinkling of fairy dust. In the bustling world of baked goods, the Cupcake Fairy, with locations in both Morrisville and Raleigh, has captured the hearts and taste buds of the community. Married co-owners Aisha and Joseph White have transformed their lives by offering indulgence in the form of custom cakes and catering. Initially, they started a catering company that focused on lunches. "We started doing a little bit of that, and it went pretty well," Joseph recalls of their foray into the food industry. That first venture was focused on providing lunch options and cookies, which quickly gained popularity. The breakthrough moment came when they began working with local school systems, delivering lunches to teachers. As they navigated the early stages of their business, they quickly realized the importance of adaptability. "When the pandemic hit," Joseph shares, "everything suddenly was exploding for us. While many businesses struggled, the Cupcake Fairy managed to thrive." Aisha and Joseph had fortunately already opened the bakery and were, as he explains, kind of balancing both by naturally transitioning to offer more baked goods in their lunches. The couple's decision to focus on the bakery during this turbulent time proved to be a wise one, as they capitalized on a freestanding location and the increased demand for comfort food. Even after the world reopened, the Cupcake Fairy's original intention, to give customers something truly scratch-made with high-quality ingredients at a price point that is affordable, remained unchanged. "This commitment to quality shines through in every cupcake, as the bakery prides itself on using fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Unlike other bakeries that mix water with powder, real milk is used. We crack eggs, mixing them with the baking powder, the salt. That's all done by hand," Joseph explains, emphasizing the realness of their products and the authenticity of the process. The Cupcake Fairy's presentation also sets it apart from competitors, as every cupcake comes in a plastic cup, which makes for easier eating and storage. This thoughtful approach also enhances the customer experience by making every cupcake feel special and inviting. "I think just the way we present ourselves to the public is a big part of what makes us different," Joseph says. Despite the bakery soaring during the pandemic, a new obstacle faces them in the form of supply chain issues and rising costs. The price of essential ingredients has skyrocketed, illustrating the devastating impact of inflation on small businesses. "We're having our greatest challenge currently," Joseph says, but I feel confident because we have weathered any new thing with new ideas. Indeed, one of the bakery's most significant achievements has been its ability to pivot and innovate. Aisha and Joseph have explored new avenues, including shipping their delightful treats to reach a broader customer base. Thanks to a grant for Black Women in Food, the business's website was recently revamped. This investment in their online presence has already begun to pay off, and they're seeing an increase in online orders. Looking to the future, the Cupcake Fairy aims to grow its catering side, which currently consumes a smaller percentage of the business. The couple's commitment to quality and community engagement is evident in their approach to catering. We do everything: tiered wedding cakes, dessert tables, corporate events. Even if you're thinking about getting something from Publix, Joseph says, give us a shot and see what we have to offer. Indeed, community support has been critical. Supporting small businesses is crucial, especially now. You'd be surprised that for the same price, you can get something that has a much higher quality at the Cupcake Fairy, he adds, highlighting the importance of choosing local over corporate. When people support a small business, he says, they're supporting the effort and the love that goes into it. With the Cupcake Fairy, customers aren't just indulging in a sweet treat. They are participating in a story of hard work and dedication that continues to unfold. Stop by to taste the difference and discover the sweet magic for yourself. Cupcake Fairy has two locations, at 10123 Chapel Hill Road in Morrisville and 411 West Morgan Street in Raleigh, inside the Morgan Street Food Hall. Their phone number is 919-443-8040, and their website, kupcakefairy.com. I have just a little bit of time left, so I'm going to end with a couple very, very short things about coffee places in Raleigh that's coming from Walter Magazine. So 42 and Lawrence is just off of Moore Square. It is an offshoot of local roaster Larry's Coffee and specializes in unique coffee, lattes, tea, and seasonal beverages. 42 and Lawrence is located at 134 East Martin Street. Black and White. Scents of Videri chocolate waft through the air at this warehouse district locale with a private courtyard. They have a solid coffee and pastry program with beans roasted in Raleigh. They are located at 327 West Davy Street, blackwhiteroasters.com. So we've run out of time. We've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I am Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available at a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.